A million men have quietly passed this book between friends, afraid to admit they're lost, somewhere between rejecting toxic masculinity and embracing sensitivity. Modern men found themselves neutered, neither traditionally masculine nor authentically themselves. They became approval-seeking, purpose-drifting, passion-depleted versions of what they could be. This isn't about returning to some caveman ideal. It's about discovering that the opposite of toxic masculinity isn't niceness. It's integrated strength paired with genuine depth. The framework presented here cuts through decades of cultural confusion with 51 practical principles for living as a fully realized man. This means embracing your masculine core while developing real spiritual substance, integrating sexuality with purpose, and building relationships that actually thrive on polarity rather than collapsing into friendship. The promise isn't just better relationships with women, it's a complete reorientation toward living with direction, integrity, and power. Most men trap themselves, believing everything will eventually click into place. Relationships will stabilize, careers will stay achieved, problems will be permanently solved. This fantasy keeps you postponing real engagement with life. Life is never complete. Challenges don't cease. Relationships don't reach final resolution. The superior man stops waiting for this illusory peace and engages passionately with the present, embracing incompleteness as existence's natural condition. Notice when your chest tightens or breathing becomes shallow during stress. Consciously relax those areas. Let your chest soften, your breath deepen. This trains your body to remain open even when circumstances feel incomplete. Many men live under their father's expectations, real or imagined, making choices designed to earn approval from someone who may not even be alive. This invisible influence limits self-expression and blocks your authentic path. Practice living as if your father were dead, not from disrespect, but to liberate yourself from inherited judgments that no longer serve you. Stop seeking permission to live fully. The superior man maintains brutal honesty about his real edge, the boundary between mastery and challenge. He neither inflates nor minimizes his capabilities. Facing public speaking or difficult conversations, he admits apprehension without shame, then steps forward anyway. This might mean telling your team, "I'm nervous about this project, but I'm fully committed," or your partner, "These conversations make me uncomfortable, but I'm willing to engage completely." This authenticity builds trust because people instinctively recognize genuine self-awareness. Pretending fearlessness creates distance. Acknowledging fear while moving forward demonstrates real courage. Beneath life's surface demands, deadlines, conflicts, desires, fears, lies deeper reality. The superior man operates at both levels simultaneously, fully engaged in practical concerns while maintaining foundational awareness. Regularly check in. Are your actions aligned with core values? Are decisions coming from reactive emotion or centered awareness? This dual awareness becomes a powerful navigation tool through life's complexities. Without clear purpose, you drift aimlessly despite staying busy, experiencing hollowness beneath external success. Your purpose isn't just career achievement. It's the deepest expression of your unique gifts serving something greater than yourself. Here's what challenges most men. Your purpose must come before your relationship. This doesn't mean neglecting your partner. It recognizes that a man fulfilled in his purpose brings more to relationships than one who abandons his mission for love. A man grounded in purpose becomes a stronger partner, father, and leader, giving from fullness rather than depletion. If you don't know your purpose, discovering it becomes your most urgent task. Look for activities that make you lose time, challenges that energize you, consistent compliments from others, and causes that spark genuine passion. Your purpose reveals itself through action more than contemplation. Start serving in areas that interest you, and your specific mission clarifies through experience. Once discovered, purpose becomes the organizing principle for everything. Career decisions prioritize meaningful impact over solely financial gain. Relationships are chosen based on mutual support of each other's missions. Time management reflects your primary purpose rather than social obligations. Regular reflection ensures you're staying true to your path while allowing natural evolution.
Growth happens just beyond current limits, where achievable meets impossible. The superior man leans slightly past his edge, embracing expansion's discomfort. Like muscles under progressive overload, capacity expands through consistent, manageable challenges. Fear signals growth opportunities. When it arises, acknowledge it and step forward. Speak up in meetings, initiate difficult conversations, pursue stretching projects. Masculine growth thrives under scrutiny from equal men who call you out when you're settling. They see through excuses and hold you accountable to your highest values. True brothers challenge your rationalizations, question your compromises, and remind you of self-made commitments. Regular gatherings, formal men's groups, or informal connections create containers for transformation and prevent spiritual stagnation. These might be weekly check-ins, monthly adventures, or annual retreats. Format matters less than showing up authentically, allowing deep introspection, honest feedback, and the vulnerability that catalyzes real transformation.
Sexual attraction thrives on polarity, the magnetic tension between masculine and feminine energies. When you constantly ask, "What do you want to do?" without offering direction, you force her into her masculine side, diminishing attraction. This doesn't mean making unilateral decisions, but offering clear preferences while remaining open to feedback. Praise is essential nourishment for feminine energy. While masculine energy grows through challenge, feminine energy thrives on recognition. Generic compliments pale compared to detailed observations. Instead of "you look nice," acknowledge how she lights up a room when she laughs, or how skillfully she handled a difficult conversation. Notice her radiance, nurturing nature, intuitive wisdom, or passionate creativity, and tell her specifically what you see. What drives your interactions? Personal gain or something deeper? The superior man engages life from maximizing love rather than pursuing ego gratification. Give compliments to genuinely celebrate her qualities, not to get something in return. When disagreements arise, ask, "How can this deepen our love and understanding?" instead of, "How can I win?"
Sexual energy is one of the most powerful forces available, a fundamental creative and transformative power that significantly impacts vitality, creativity, and spiritual development. Traditional Western approaches disperse energy outward through ejaculation. While momentarily pleasurable, this pattern diminishes vitality, affecting physical energy, mental clarity, and emotional stability. A more skillful approach redirects this energy up the spine, integrating it throughout your body as fuel for creativity and spiritual growth. This practice, called sexual transmutation, has been utilized by artists, inventors, and spiritual seekers throughout history. Notable figures like Tesla and Gandhi wrote about the relationship between sexual energy conservation and enhanced creative capabilities. This involves developing awareness during sexual experiences through conscious breathing, pelvic floor exercises, energy visualization, and regular meditation. Rather than focusing exclusively on physical sensation, bring attention to your heart and energy flow throughout your system. Practitioners report increased mental clarity, emotional stability, and creative inspiration. The ultimate spiritual practice involves dissolving self-boundaries through love, that brief experience when self-concern falls away and you merge with pure experience. The superior man practices extending this state beyond sexual moments into everyday life. Through consistent practice, momentary transcendence gradually becomes your natural state.